Welcome to your journey of healing with the Healing Podcast, hosted by licensed clinician Monique Owey and co-host Dr. Amber Moan.
Thank you for tuning in to the Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Monique Owey. Dr. Moan is not here with me today, and just want to say thank you to all the supporters and listeners of the Healing Podcast. And hopefully this podcast is helping you or someone you know. Maybe you've shared the information, but please like, share, and subscribe. Okay, so today's topic is the chaos keeps you stuck. I'll say that again. The chaos keeps you stuck. What does that mean? It means when in life, you know, when think about it, when we have chaos, it's hard to function, right? Think about how you feel when your home is a mess, or your room, or your desk at work or something, or your desk that you use at the house, when it's like messy and papers are all over the place and you can't find anything, you know, or your car is junky. You know, think about how you feel versus when you go ahead and you wash it or you clean up and straighten up. Look at the difference. You feel more organized, clear. You can kind of see things, right? Because you can see things, it's not cluttered, it's not, things are not in the way. And same thing as with life. When we have chaos, or we allow people to bring in chaos, it keeps us in a position of being stuck, because there's so much that comes on us, so much is dumped on us, that we just like, okay, what do I do now? Like, it's hard to see a path forward. And you're wondering, how do I gain a path out of this chaos, out of this mess? You're sometimes asking yourself, how did it get so chaotic? How did it get so messy? Like, how did the house get so messy? How did my desk get so junky? How did my car get like this? And you know what? I'll tell you, life. Life happened. Life keeps happening. You know, you're busy, you're working, you may have a family, you're taking care of home, you're taking care of things at the job. You may be planning an event. You may be planning a big celebration coming up. You're doing a whole lot of things, and next thing you know, you've let something fall by the wayside. So like when you said you were going to straighten up your closet, you're like, okay, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that next week. And then next week turns into next month, and so on and so forth. That's how things can become junky and chaotic. And then it becomes overwhelming, right? Because then when it's so much, you're like, okay, now how am I going to get this in order? Well, okay, we'll talk about how to get that in order in a little bit. But I just want us to give you room to know, yes, it's normal. It happens. Life is not a perfect rainbow all the time. Sometimes things get in the way. I mean, you could have been planning to clean up your or organize your space, and you could have gotten ill. Someone else could have gotten sick. You may have had to take care of someone else. You know, you may have had an unexpected loss of a loved one, and you had to plan the funeral, and you just didn't have the motivation afterwards to organize that space that you wanted to. But now you find yourself in a world of where you feel this chaos, right? But let's talk about the people that bring chaos to you. And if you allow them to do that, well, when people start to bring chaos to you, it becomes hard to function because you can't see what's clear. You can't see what's true because you're just listening to all this mess, right? And you have to be very careful with that because it's hard to then see what you need to do for yourself. So here's the thing. Sometimes what happens is you want to be helpful to everybody. You want to be there. You want to be a good listening ear to everyone. And next thing you know, you're hearing a whole bunch of stuff dumped on you, or a lot of people just bringing stuff to you that you don't need to hear. And it keeps you in a place of not moving forward. Think about it. Those people who are always bringing you drama, who are always bringing you problems, who are not encouraging you, who are not offering solutions, they're more so just dumping the problems. It weighs on you. I mean, just think about it. Think about how you feel after a phone call that's good news, something happy, something humorous, versus a call when it's about a big problem or about a big issue from someone, or gossip or drama from someone else. How do you feel? Take a moment and think about how you feel. It is that simple. The chaos keeps you in a place where you don't feel motivated to go forward. Because after you hear all that chaos and drama, you don't want to do anything else, right? A difference between if someone is definitely sharing with you, like a good friend, and they need somebody to talk to, that's fine. We need to bounce things off of each other. I'm talking more so when you have people that constantly bring that to you. And you should know the difference. People that constantly bring issues and drama. Every time you talk to them, it's something of a problem. They have something going on. And it's not that they just share with you just briefly, hey, yeah, I'm going through this. I lost my job or something. It's not that they just share things with you. It's just they dump on you. Like they go on, well, because I don't have the job and I don't have any finances and nobody will help me. And then I have to go ahead and get stuck and I might get evicted and now my car is going to be repossessed. And because no one has ever been there for me, like I've been there for someone else. See, like when they do that type of dumping, think about how you feel afterwards. And then it's triggering because if you feel like you have helped that person before, or you feel like that person has put themselves in a certain predicament, if you feel that way, it can weigh on you even more. Now, it's not about you judging how that person got into that predicament, but it is about you controlling how much they dump on you, because that chaos will keep you in a certain place. It will prevent you from moving forward to what you want to do. Going back to the spaces, sometimes you have to throw some stuff away, right? Because it's just too much. You won't be able to move forward because it is too much. It is too much to organize everything in a day, right? Think about it. You have how many days, how many hours in a day, right? You might have to work. If you're working full time, you have 8 hours of a shift, maybe more. And then you have to sleep somehow in there. You got to eat. So you might have to prepare your dinner, your meals, your lunch. If you're ordering out, that might save some time, but you got to go pick up the food. Then, you know, you still have to get everything organized. And then next, you know, the cycle starts back over. When in that time frame do you have time to organize? How is it possible? And then you're beating yourself up because you haven't organized and you haven't done anything. And hence, again, the chaos keeping you in a certain place. So my whole thing here is if you are wanting to move forward, we're going to have to get rid of that chaos. You may have now, for the flip side, for those who are trying to convince themselves that the chaos is okay, maybe you're starting to hoard things. No, the chaos is not okay. It's not okay, or if you know someone like that, it's not okay to stay in that type of space because it's going to create a problem. It's only going to get worse if it's not addressed, and that's honest. But we got to go to the root of it. When did it start? You know, if you've ever seen that TV show Hoarders and you see how bad things can get for people, it didn't just start one day. And most of those people will tell you it was something that happened in their life or a combination of things that just kept them from keeping things and keeping things and keeping things. Next thing you know, there's clutter. And now someone has to come in because that's not safe either to live like that, right? So today I just want you to know to move forward, we got to clear out that chaos. You got to clear out that mess, clear out the people who are bringing that drama to you, so that you can move forward on the things you want to do, so that good things can come to you, and so that you can recognize it. You know how you clean up something and you finally get it straight and then you find something you've been looking for like years and you're like, look where it was. It was under all that stuff. Same thing with life. When you clear out the people who bring in the junk and the chaos to your life, you get to see the path forward. You get to receive and see those who are meant to be there to help you to move forward, to elevate you or motivate you forward and push you forward, propel you forward. You see what I'm saying? So just talking about coming, I'm going to come back to talking about this. I'm just going to make a transition here into, you guessed it, the situation. And here it is. Dear Healing Podcast, I am an educator. I have worked in a school system for over 20 years. The issue is I feel stuck. I feel like I'm no longer motivated to do my job. I feel like it no longer brings me joy. And I'm kind of at a crossroads. I don't know if I should just quit and maybe switch careers. That seems kind of scary. Or if I should maybe go into early retirement, which I do have the option to do. I'm just wondering what to do. I don't really know. I just know that every day I'm just no longer motivated to get up every morning and do what I do. Yes. It was always motivating for me to help children move forward and to, you know, help their minds flourish. But anymore, I just don't feel it. What do you think? Please help out. Okay. So thank you so much for writing into the Healing Podcast. And if anyone else is going through this same situation where you're feeling stuck. So I'll say this. If you have the option, life is kind of chaotic right now, right? A lot has happened, even though the pandemic started 3 years ago and we're kind of like towards, I guess you could say the end of it in a way. A lot happened, a lot changed, and we're trying to figure things out. So what I would say for you is if you have the option, you don't have to figure it out one all today, but the way you're feeling, it does sound like you may need a break. So before deciding, do I need to switch careers and do something else yet? If you do have the option to retire, I would say retire. I would say first look at your expenses, look at your what you're spending, what you know, your bills, and see what is actually an expense that you have to pay, like definitely like your mortgage or your rent, your car, versus things that you're just spending on because you like to, you know, buy things like maybe clothes every week. You know, those things may not be a necessity every week. Look at your expenses, see what how much you need to live. Look at what your retirement would be if you retired early. And consider doing that because that retirement will give you a break. It'll give you like a reset. It'll give you a restart to decide if you want to stay in your retirement or if you want to go back to work. I mean, the good thing is about you can retire and go back to work. You can kind of receive if you have a pension, get your pension check and get your part-time check or depending on when you retire, what your situation is and go work full-time. Many people do it. So it sounds like to me, you just need a break and a reset. So I hope that is helpful to you. Don't be afraid to take a break. It's okay. You've probably been working a long time. I don't know your age, but you may have been working a long time. Think about it. A lot of us get a job at maybe 18 or maybe even younger, and you've been working throughout, you work through adulthood. So I would say if you have the option to retire early, I would say go ahead and retire and take your time and at least give some thought, allow yourself clarity of thought. So that you can make your next decision. And whether that is switching careers or just staying retired, you'll figure that out. Anyone else that's out there would like to share their situation, please feel free to email support@thehealingpodcast.com. Again, that's support@thehealingpodcast.com. And before I get back into the topic, a word from our sponsor, Healing Expressions.
Are you someone who has been considering therapy? Perhaps someone else has told you that you need to talk to a therapist. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you want to discuss some challenges that you've been facing with your significant other. Maybe there's a communication issue, perhaps an incident of infidelity. Or maybe you just want to strengthen your relationship because you guys are thinking about taking another step. Maybe you're struggling with anxiety or depression, perhaps grief, life stressors, and you just want to share your thoughts with someone. Well, consider contacting Healing Expressions. Healing Expressions is a private practice located in the Atlanta, Georgia area. You will be given a session at an affordable price with a licensed therapist. If this resonates with you, consider going to healingexpressionsllc.com, reading about the practice, and hitting the contact tab to see if you can book a session. All right. Thank you so much. And back to the Healing Podcast.
Okay. So getting back into the topic, the chaos is keeping you stuck. Well, let's look at it. We know why the chaos gets here. Like I said, something can happen in your life that can keep you stuck. And next thing you know, that thing you were going to clean up turns into a day, a month, a week, a month, a year, and you haven't cleaned that thing up. And then next thing you know, you just keep dumping closet space. You have so many things and you keep saying you're going to do it, but you don't get a chance to do it. Well, one, stop beating yourself up about it if you have. The fact is, you know, you have to do it. And the thing is, you don't have to do it alone. You can ask for help. If you feel like you don't have help, meaning help is if you don't have family or friends that are willing to help you, okay? There are professional organizers that you can search for on, you can do it on Groupon. You look on Angie's List. You can just search social media or Google for professional organizers and see if they can help you. But if you don't want to do that route because your home is too private or your space or your desk or whatever, okay. So this is what I recommend. You do one section at a time. You don't go in trying to say you're going to do the whole room. That's unrealistic. I promise you it is. What you do is you say, I'm going to do one section. So you pick one section of the closet or one section of the room and you only do that section and you come back to the next section the next weekend or so. So you play some music, put some music on, or you know what? You take everything out the closet from that section. You bring it to the couch and while you're watching your favorite show, you start organizing and dumping. And don't be afraid to dump. If you have not used it in a year and you haven't even thought about it in a year, it's probably trash. Just go ahead and dump it out. You won't miss it because you didn't miss it in a year. So one thing about them clearing the chaos, you have to be okay with dumping stuff out. You have to be okay with letting people go. Some people have to go. And you know it. You know those people. It's not the ones who are good to you when you guys are just bouncing things off of each other. It's the ones who you know all they have added to your life is drama. And it does not mean you have to necessarily cut them all the way off because they may be family, they may be close friends. It may mean you need to distance yourself. Just distance yourself a little bit to where you're not talking to them all the time. That might be what you need for a time or for an extended time. As far as then what to do, enjoy the free space. Be okay with a new space. Be okay with a newfound freedom. Be okay with now thinking clearer. To be okay with the fact that now you have some other things to think about other than that chaos that was in your life. Be okay if people get mad at you about clearing the chaos. Be okay if people get mad at you for not talking to them as much. It's fine. It happens. Life happens. We're all going through something at some point or another. And it's okay to say enough. So I want you to consider that. So again, take it one section at a time, one side of the room at a time, one side of the closet at a time, one little quadrant, one little section. Doesn't have to be the whole thing. Long as you do that and you break it down every week, guess what? You'll have a clear space. And no one has to know about it. That's the thing too about your chaos. Everybody does not have to know about your chaos unless you want to share it. It's up to you. So I hope that this has been helpful to you to know that everybody gets a moment when they get stuck, where they have so much going on in their life, where they just can't move forward. They can't see forward, where someone is just weighing on them. They're not helping them and they just feel depressed and stuck. Yeah, it can happen to anyone. It happens to a lot of people, but it is time for you to make a decision of no more. And guess what? It does take sacrifice. Let me say that too. It does take sacrifice because something is going to be lost. Something's going to get thrown away. Someone's going to be distanced. That's the sacrifice. But the joy on the other side is wonderful. So that is it. Nothing big to do there is to break it down in sections. And if it becomes to a person that's bringing chaos and you can't kind of section them off like that, like a closet space or something, it's a matter of you just telling the person, I have a lot going on. I need to be better for me. And I just need to focus on me and distance myself from the conversations because I need to figure out what's going on with me. It's all that you have to say. Yes, I know we're good and it's going to be hurtful that we don't talk anymore, but I need to do this for me. Put it on you because it is about you. It is about you feeling the way you feel. And then let it be. If they start to get mad, tell them it's not about them. It's about you. And any true friend, any true loved one will understand that. They'll understand. They may be disappointed, but they'll understand. And then there are some people who you don't even have to explain. They'll just notice. You'll just distance yourself and you'll notice they stop calling you and you're not calling them and no one's going to mention it. And that happens too. The whole thing is don't overthink it. Just do it. I thank you for your support and always tuning into the Healing Podcast. And I'll leave you with this. A transition is a path between chaos and peace. A transition is a path between chaos and peace. You are working towards your transition. You are transitioning into a new phase of your life. I thank you so much for your support and thank you for supporting the Healing Podcast. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.